It's day two of the Colonial PGA Tournament in Fort Worth, and Annika Sorenstam is on the course trying to make the cut to go on to the final rounds over the weekend. Columnist Sally Jenkins of The Washington Post joins us now from the Colonial Country Club. Sally, there were lots of hopes riding on Annika Sorenstam going into today, and some deflation, as it turns out.
It's actually been a pretty interesting round. She started off with a birdie at the second hole that was pretty exciting. But then she ran off about three bogeys in four holes, and really I think has looked just exhausted in the last few holes particularly. You can see that the adrenaline and the nerves and just the strain of all of the sort of tumult here has really taken its toll on her, and she's just trying to hold it together now and get to the finish line with a respectable round today.
She talked about being nervous yesterday. She seems like the calmest nervous person I've ever seen.
Well, she's a very composed player in everything she does, even when she's rattled or exhausted. She seems to have a pretty sweet swing. So I don't think that you can tell outwardly. What you can tell is that she's having a lot of trouble making short putts. She's having a lot of trouble hitting the ball straight. It's just everything seems to be really getting difficult for her now.
Yeah, and she just seemed to miss one there. Is there any way at this point that she could make the cut?
No, I don't think so. I think she needed to make that putt. That puts her five over with, let's see, how many holes to play. Yeah, I mean, she'd have to make three or four birdies in the next five holes, and I don't see that happening. She's really only had two birdies in 2 days, and she's an even par player. That's what she does best, and unless she suddenly sort of gets a lot more inspired and gets a second wind, I don't see it.
You talked with us yesterday about the tremendous roars that would go up whenever she would come to the tee. What about today? Is there sort of a sense of lost hope?
Well, the crowds are larger today. They probably double today what they were yesterday. They are packed from tee to green. The fairways are absolutely four deep on every hole that she plays. And not only that, but there are people hanging on the chain link fence that separates Colonial Country Club from the boulevard outside. And people are peering through the chain link fence trying to see her as she goes by. So the interest in her has remained intense all day, and she's been applauded on every tee and on every fairway and on every green. People are just delighted to see her walk up onto every hole. I would say now at this point people understand she's probably not going to make the cut, and they understand that she's exhausted and just trying to hold it together.
There are, as I understand it, a lot of little girls watching. I wonder, when Tiger Woods started, there was the whole I am Tiger Woods phenomenon. Is there going to be an I am Annika Sorenstam phenomenon, do you think?
I think so. I think that, there are a lot of veteran golf writers in this building that I'm sitting in right now. I mean, guys who've been covering golf for 20 years or more, and they all are in agreement that yesterday's 71 was one of the great rounds in golf history by any player, male or female. And I think that it was something that probably a lot of kids watched all over the country, male and female. And you see them in the treetops on the course. It's pretty cute. Every tree you walk by, there's a little urchin sitting up in the branches.
Well, Washington Post columnist Sally Jenkins, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Sally Jenkins talking about Annika Sorenstam, who it appears now will not make the cut at the Colonial.